our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe. Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring mushroom wrap and squash and coconut soup.
We're gonna cook some squash soup. So we buy a squash like this, on this size or a little bigger, not smaller, and cut like two-thirds of it. Cut the two-thirds of it out. Just keep cutting until it's out. Cut perfectly, yeah? Don't break it. The small knife wasn't too good. It's better we use a bigger knife with a saw edge. Yes, and saw. Slowly, to make a top out of this. Two ends meet each other, like that. So we have a top. Good. See this? Good. I'm going to take the seed out of it. The seed can also be saved and eaten fresh or not fresh. Take the seed out. Can use a spoon, I guess it's quicker. Use a spoon. This is just also for decoration purpose, you know? It looks nice when you cook it fresh with the real thing. So now we're going to take this off, take the seed away. Take completely the inside and the seed out completely. So we just have a nice, hollow, clean squash. That's cool. Very cool. Now we use a spoon also to scrub it off clean inside, huh? You can use a knife to scrape out the flesh inside of the squash, or you can use a spoon to scrape it out. Be careful to make it not broken and not to cut it to break the cap. We have to keep the cap in perfect shape. And use a spoon also. Okay. Yeah, like that. Scrub it out. Just don't break the skin, huh? Just the inside only. You can use a more professional instrument. Now, if you don't have, just use a spoon. And a knife. Yeah. So do it carefully. There is no end to what we need as a professional instrument. So I'm just using whatever I have mostly. Otherwise your house will be full of stuff and you don't always cook every day and then it's all stored up all over the place. And difficult to keep track of them. But just use a spoon, it's fine enough. Scrub as much as the flesh goes. Keep it aside for use to cover it later. And here we also use a spoon to scrub it. Or some better instrument if you have. They have some to scrub the coconut. Look like it's like a saw but round like a spoon and have a saw edge. So you can use that, it's better. If not, can use maybe something like fruit peeler, skin peel. You scrub it inside, scrub it, put it into your bowl so we can use it to cook. See, like this is also fine. So we're going to use the flesh to cook the soup, and the outer we use it as a bowl. You can also use more knife and keep cutting. Yeah, one part at a time. A small and a little flexible knife. And keep carving it, carving the flesh out. It has already a thinning kind of shape, because when we cut like that, it's thin enough already, just fine to cook. You can use both instruments to scrape it better, you know, knife or this, or the fruit peeling knife. No, just keep peeling like that. Come out everything. This kind of soup you cook when your guests come, your best friend, some person. Important. Otherwise, it's a little bit work. Maybe you don't have time to do it every day. It's not that much work actually. It seems elaborating. And after we scrape all the flesh out from the squash, we have a perfect bowl like this. And when we cook the soup, we just put the soup in it and it will look nice and taste good as well. I think this should be enough. When it's about this size, like a bowl, it's fine already. So we save it together with the cap, yeah? We save it one side and we're gonna use it later. Now here, we're going to boil some water and cook the soup. You put like a soup of water in it, filter water, yeah, and we boil them. when we boil the water. We can also already put like maggi or soy sauce in the water. Like 1 tablespoon maggi. A little sugar to taste. 1 teaspoon of sugar. Some of the seasoning, 1 teaspoon or 1/2 teaspoon, depends. Have to taste it first to see how much you need. That's okay. We can always add it more. Now, just let the water boil. You can already put the squash that is carved out in the soup, in the water. That's all we need. Some salt, seasoning, water, sugar, a little bit like that. And we can taste it soon. When it boils, we can taste it again to see if it's good enough. And you can have some coconut milk in it, or you can have fresh coconut squeezed out of the coconut if you know how, if you can, if you have time. Fresh thing, of course, always nicer. But nowadays we have everything convenient in a can or in a bowl, so we use it. The coconut we put in later, not now, huh? Put aside, put it on later. I also have some small carrot, baby carrot, and I slide it in. We put together with the soup. If you want to decorate, you cut the side of the carrot like this. About 3 of it, you know, make a deep trench onto the side of the carrot, and it become like a flower shape. But don't throw away the the one that you carve out. You can also put in the soup, which is good. Ah, it's boiling already. We have to put carrot in it. We have to throw all the carrot in it. Just to taste nice, also look good. There you are, carrot. And we have to take away the froth. When you're cooking, there's some froth like this. Froth on top of the water. It's better you take it away so that the soup water will become clear. If you don't take the froth away, then the soup will not look transparent. Now, meanwhile, you turn lower the heat, 1/3 of the heat, and keep fishing out the froth on top of the soup water and throw it out. You don't have to, just look nicer when the water is all clear. For this kind of soup, we don't have to cook very long, you know. And then we put some tofu. It's boiled already. Put some medium soft tofu. Not too hard, you know, not too hard. You can also put soft tofu, but not hard tofu. Or medium hard is good. Just put half of the pack of the tofu, or as much as you want. Slide it like that. A little smaller, easy for the spoon. You can also make it small cubes. Finger size cubes. Put it in now. Thank you. And we have coriander here. Half of the coriander, you put it in now. Here, just a handful of coriander. You put half enough to cook together with the soup so that the taste will be aromatic. And the other you can put on top of the bowl later for decoration. Ah, very nice. I will taste it to see if it's perfect. You put a little bit of salt in it. It's not salty enough. Just a pinch of salt. Just the way you want, A little salt, a little soy sauce, or maybe. It's perfect now, it's good already. You can also put a little of brown pepper in it, just a little bit. It's already good. So we're going to put in 3 spoons of thick coconut milk. There, you mix it up with the soup. You can put as much coconut milk as you like it, and taste it to see if it's suitable to you. Wow, perfect. Okay, that's it. Once the coconut is in, reboil, you turn it off right away. Don't cook too long. Good. And you're going to transfer it into the carved bowl that we have. We'll put the bowl here. On another bowl. Transparent bowl or any bowl you like. Just put your squash bowl inside a transparent bowl. It looks nicer, that's all. Otherwise, you don't even need a bowl. If you want, you can cut the bottom of it. If the squash is thick enough, the bottom, so your soup don't come out. So you just cut a little bit thinly. Cut very thinly the bottom so it doesn't move, Cut it flat. Flatten the bottom. So your bowl will be stable, that's all. Don't cut too deep, So you can either put it direct on the plate like this. It's not flat enough. I'm going to flatten it more on one side. Okay, see if it's stable now? Yeah, you see that? Just flatten the bottom until it stands on your plate. Perfect, like that, yeah. So we don't even need this bowl, we just put it direct on the plate. And we transfer the soup into the bowl, gently. I'm going to have fun. Wow, very fun. Look fun, tastes good. I bet your children will love this too, if you cook like this. In a bowl like this, it looks more fun to eat. All right. There are some leftover. We don't have to put it all in. I think my bowl is not that flat, so I'm going to put a little bit cheating thing underneath there to make it even. It doesn't have to be even, really. It's okay, as long as the soup don't come out. Look good now. And then we're going to cover it. See, this is how it will look inside your bowl. Then we cover with the cap. Where's the cap? Cap! Where are you? There you are. Cover with the cap. The way we cut it, we cover it back. So, there you are. perfect, beautiful soup with bok. So here we have it. This is your mushroom wrap. This is your soup. And you eat it with tea. And you can dip it in, you know, hot sauce, a little bit of soya paste. It means thick soya sauce, or thin soya sauce is fine. You dip it in chili hot sauce, or eat it as is. You can eat it with lettuce, or just as is. Simple and quick. Voila. Bon appétit.
Wow, this looks really good.
It is good.
I'm going to dip it in here.
A very hot sauce. Yeah, be careful, okay?
Okay, I will.
Yeah, you can eat like a snack. Simple, simple, huh?
Very good.
Good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can let you taste the soup later also.
Very nice, yes.
Cool, huh? Mm. The soup is a coconut soup with squash.
Mm.
Yeah. But the mushroom wrap is good, right?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, just can eat like that, even simple. No need to make a big deal. Not even need to sit on the table, just grab it.
Yeah.
Like food on the go. You guys enjoy, right? Yeah?
Yes, very, very good.
I'll try myself, see how it goes.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Actually, this kind of thing, you don't even need a knife and fork, right? You just eat like this, huh? Be fine, no?
Yes, finger food.
Finger food, right. Not bad. Not bad. I'll try the soup. Actually, I know it already. You guys gonna eat some soup, okay?
Thank you, Master.
Very nice. You can eat some already.
Thank you.
Is it good? Soup?
Yeah, it's very good.
Sit down. Yeah, you eat already this mushroom wrap. There's some more.
Yeah.
Is it a good soup?
Yes.
Try. I'm sorry, I have only one fancy bowl. The content is the same. This is for showing people how good. Otherwise, it tastes good also there. See, it's nice, no? Okay?
Thank you for joining us for today's A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai on Between Master and Disciples. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Good People, Good Works, up next after Noteworthy News. Wishing you a peaceful and happy life under God's grace.